Blog Talk Radio.
Well, I definitely want to say thank you, my dear friend. You know, I call you the Black Prince of Preachers, and I think it's a well-befitting name for you. You know, you are a very articulate and demonstrative person when you preach this gospel, and you do it all from a point of royalty, because that's who you are. You are a part of a royal priesthood, and I recognize your priesthood.
Right? Anointed truth. We in the building. His ministry won. You know what I'm talking about? We still winning. And we ain't gonna stop winning. We gonna let it live on. You feel me?
Yeah.
I'm gonna tell you how I live my life. It's like this.
Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Shining on these boys, but ain't no diamonds in my bezel. Riding down Black Street, that mean I'm on another level. They tell me I'm too clever. When I twist these words together, these haters digging up dirt and they ain't even got a shovel. I'm still a boss. Ain't nothing changed but the mission. God gave me the word through the spirit. Now pay attention. I spit it and make you listen. My lyrics tingle your senses. And did I forget to mention? Alexis told me we win. These rappers talking down.
Uh-huh.
These preachers whispering. They say I'm doing too much. Here we go again. Rather get that money and let your people live in sin. They want to censor me and confiscate my pad and pen. Y'all some hypocrites. I'm really living this. I'll take you to the crowd.
To the crowd.
It's like we on a trip.
Uh-huh.
And I ain't trying to flaunt.
Uh-uh.
See, it's all a gift. I'm a child of the Most High that come with drip. Yeah. You call it perks, I call it benefits. If you don't know about it's great, then you ain't feeling this. But if you ever felt this love, you gon' be bumping this. Jump fly to this, rewind this, hit and ride to this. How you take a shot point blank range and still miss? No, you ain't on my level and still trying to diss. I'm tired of talking, time's come to show you. We in the lead, winning life a race, so win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary, I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis lose. Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning. Win some, lose some.
Uh-huh.
Nah, I'm just playing with you. Someone pass the dictionary. I don't know the definition. Lose. All I know is that I'm chilling, lose.
I'm chilling. I don't know about
Alexis
lose.
Told me that we winning. We winning. Y'all acting like y'all really get it. Y'all get it? But y'all really need to quit pretending. They acting. And did I forget to mention?
What?
Alexis told me that we winning.
This has been your dear friend. Your dear friend. Lusting you the best way I know how. The best way I know how. I beat the drum in this village. And I have to beat it one more time. We are winning, we are winning, we are winning, we are winning because of what Jesus Christ has done for us for Mount Calvary. He has donated his victory to you and me. You cannot pour out this gospel any longer. And my dear friend, Black Prince of Preachers, if you're still close to the line, I want to turn it back over to you right now. And thank you very much for your participation tonight.
Amen, amen, amen. Praise God on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want to thank everybody for calling in and everybody for tuning in to the Anointed Truth of Christ Worldwide Ministries. Hallelujah. I am your host, the Black Prince of Preachers, Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. Hallelujah. And I want to thank the late, great Bishop Andre Alexis, amen, for that wonderful introduction. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. For those of you out there listening on Blog Talk, amen, if you want, amen, that song, any of the other songs, amen, that you hear on here on this program, praise God, you can go to our YouTube channel, amen, the Black Prince of Preachers, amen, subscribe, like, amen, and download, praise God, on tonight. We want to welcome y'all to our segment called More Than an Hour of Power, hallelujah, featuring our own Sister Valencia Scott. Before we go any further, let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for allowing us to come together and congregate in your name on tonight, Lord. Lord, we thank you for your presence being on the line, for you said in your word that when two or more gather together in your name, that you will be in the midst, you will be in the middle. And we thank you, Lord, for being in the middle of this on tonight. We cast away, we bind, we rebuke any work of the enemy on tonight that's trying to prohibit us from receiving your word. And Lord, we thank you in advance for everything that you are about to do on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for revelation knowledge on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for healing on tonight, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for redemption on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for deliverance on tonight. Hallelujah. We thank you, and we praise your name. Hallelujah. In your son Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Praise God and amen. Hallelujah on tonight. Once again, I want to welcome everybody. Amen. Hallelujah to More Than an Hour of Power, featuring our very own Sister Valencia Scott. Hallelujah. She will be coming forth later on in the program, bringing a word from God. Hallelujah. Right now, I want to go to the throne of grace with our testimony. Hallelujah. And our prayer request. Amen. Praise God. And we always open up, hallelujah, with a scripture, amen, coming out of Psalms 100. It reads, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he who hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. May the Lord have a blessing to the hearing, the seeing, and the doing, hallelujah, of his holy word on tonight. Praise God. Verse 1 tells us to make a joyful noise, hallelujah, unto the Lord. Praise God, hallelujah. But that's not what's significant, amen, about the first verse of this scripture. Hallelujah, amen. The first verse, what's significant about the first verse of this scripture is not that it's telling us to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Hallelujah. Throughout the word of God, it's constantly telling us to praise God. It's constantly telling us to worship God. It's constantly telling us to lift up the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. What's significant about the first verse is that it ends after it says, Lord, there's a comma. That means there's a pause. Hallelujah. So it says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Then we pause, and it tells us, all ye lands. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. All ye lands, meaning no matter where you're from, hallelujah, no matter what your race is, hallelujah, amen, whether you're a Democrat, whether you're a Republican, whether you're white, black, Hispanic, whether you're rich or poor, hallelujah, amen, the instruction is to give a joyful noise unto the Lord, meaning everybody is included. Hallelujah, amen. This is what we call inclusion, because everybody is included, hallelujah, on this particular commandment to make a joyful noise unto the Lord. Praise God. Can't nobody tell you you are not eligible, hallelujah, to praise God. Can't nobody tell you you can't worship God. Can't nobody tell you you can't follow God, hallelujah, because of the way you was raised. Hallelujah, because you're from the wrong side of the track. Hallelujah, because of the history with your family. Praise God. Y'all come from pimps and prostitutes. Amen. Praise God. You can't be, hallelujah, a worshiper. Hallelujah, because of where you come from. But the Bible contradicts what the world tells us. Hallelujah, amen. The world may tell us this, but the Bible tells us, all ye lands. Hallelujah, amen. When we go down to the last verse, it says, for the Lord is good. Hallelujah, amen. That's not significant. We know that the Lord is good. Hallelujah, praise God. And if you don't know, that just means you haven't tried him. Amen. Praise God, hallelujah. And he says his mercy, hallelujah, is everlasting. Praise God, hallelujah. We know his mercy is everlasting. His truth endureth. Watch this, though, to all generations. Praise God, hallelujah. Not just, now that word generations, amen, has multiple meanings in the Hebrew. It could mean generations like grandma, hallelujah, mama, me, my kids, my grandkids, great-grandkids, or it could mean, hallelujah, races of people. His truth endureth to every race of people. Hallelujah, amen. Praise God, whether you claim to be an original Hebrew child or not, hallelujah, amen. Whether you're European, African, hallelujah, Asian, praise God, Australian, that does not factor into God, hallelujah, amen. Praise God, he says, amen, that his truth is going to endure to all, hallelujah, on tonight, praise God. This whole scripture sums up one thing that David, the writer, was feeling when he wrote this, and that was an attitude of gratitude. Hallelujah, praise God. In one other scripture, he said, I was glad, hallelujah, when they said unto me, let us go, hallelujah, into the house of the Lord. Praise God. Why was he glad? Because now I can go back into God's presence. See, David had been through some things. Hallelujah, praise God. And now he said, I'm glad I can go back into God's, hallelujah, presence. That's when he wrote this, when we had to actually leave our houses and go to the temple to be in the presence of God. Praise God, hallelujah. But how many of you know that things have changed? Hallelujah, since then. Praise God, hallelujah. Amen. We no longer have to go to be in the presence of God. Hallelujah. Now God's presence is with us. Hallelujah. Because in the Bible tells us when Jesus was on the cross, hallelujah, and the Bible says he gave up the ghost. The Bible says, hallelujah, that the veil that held, hallelujah, amen, the Spirit of God, that he supposedly lived back there in the holiest of holies, the most holy place. Praise God. The Bible says it was ripped from the top, hallelujah, to the bottom, meaning there's no more separation, hallelujah, between us and God. Hallelujah. We no longer have to go to God. Hallelujah. God says he is with us. He says, and not only is he with us, he said he will never leave us. Praise God, nor will he forsake us. Praise God. So what am I trying to say? I'm trying to say if David is saying back then that we have to get into an attitude of gratitude, hallelujah, to come into the presence of God, hallelujah, I'm trying to tell you now that the presence of God is always with us, we should always be, hallelujah, in an attitude, hallelujah, of gratitude. We should always be grateful, hallelujah, for what the Lord has already done in our lives. Like the song played, like the intro played, we are winning. Hallelujah. Why are we winning? Because the Bible says that all things work together for the good of those that love God and are called according to his purpose. So if all things are working together for my good, that means even if I win, even if I lose, I still win. Hallelujah. Why? Because I think this is the race. This ain't the real race. Hallelujah. Praise God. This is a factor that factors in, hallelujah, to the real race. This ain't the real race. So even if I lose this race, hallelujah, I still win. It's like a war. You can lose a battle. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. But just because you lost the battle, hallelujah, it don't mean you're going to, hallelujah, lose the war. Hallelujah, sometimes you got to lose that battle in order to win the war. Hallelujah, sometimes if you would have won that battle, you would have lost the war. Hallelujah, amen. So you thought you won, but you really lost. Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, amen. Just like that first wife you had, amen, you thought you won. Hallelujah, praise God, but you really lost because you thought you won a prize, but it wasn't. Hallelujah, amen, praise God. Just like that first job you thought you had, you thought you won. Hallelujah, amen, but you really lost, hallelujah, because it wasn't all it cracked up to be, because the grass looked green on the other side. Hallelujah, praise God, amen. Hallelujah. But we're not going to get into that. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace with our testimonies and our prayer requests at this time. If you have a testimony, hallelujah, or a prayer request, we encourage you, amen, to lay it on the throne of grace at this time. For the Bible says, when two or more agree on a thing, hallelujah, in the earth, that it shall be done by the Father who is in heaven. Praise God. So we invite you at this time to put your prayer request on the throne of grace. Hallelujah, amen, and watch God, amen, move, praise God. The floor is now open. Is there one on tonight? Praise God. Will there be one?
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. To Elder, beautiful First Lady, to all the saints on the line. I'm thinking about this testimony with you. This testimony probably like 2 months old, and this testimony just about obedience. I was sitting on the phone, and I was just praying and stuff like that, and it's a guy that stay upstairs. He's supposed to, I suppose, been kind of like help him promote his stuff and stuff, and he was supposed to sing, and he had a real bad toothache and stuff like that, so he said he could not sing, so he was going to postpone it or however. So I'm just sitting down here on the phone with one of my prayer warriors, and we just praying, and God said, go upstairs and pray for him. Okay, and I sat there for a minute. He said, go upstairs and pray for him. I'm just being obedient to what God say do. And I know how some people is, because you know some people, they so scared of the COVID. I'm not the type of saint that's scared of nothing like that. So I was obedient. I went upstairs. I said, I got to pray for you. And his mouth was swollen. You could tell he had a real bad toothache. So I got my blessed oil, got my water, had my own water, had my own oil. So I had just put some I told him put some oil in his mouth, and also I just prayed over his mouth, and I gave him some water, said, get you some peroxide and get you some lemon and lime. A few hours later, the swelling was gone. All of it was gone. It's not me. It's the God that's in me. It's about me being obedient. I said, God, I need you to do this for this young man, not for me. I need you to do this for him so that he know that you are real. And this happened like in a few hours. And all I am just obedient. And you cannot stop about but let this COVID, even though we got this COVID, you still got to move when God say move. Because as I'm still sitting in the house trying to mind my own business like I always do, I had to go pray for somebody else. Sometimes this in the same apartment complex. This young lady, she coming down with a cold, or she's not feeling well. God said, now go down there and pray for her. I come down there, knock on her door. I said, I got to pray for you. She said, okay. So I prayed for her. I gave her some water. I saw her the next day. She said, all the cold, all these are testimony of the goodness of the Lord, just about being obedient, just believing God's power. All of the scripture, the one, I don't think I talked about Lydia, the woman that suffered with the issue of blood, that suffered for 12 years. I said, God, if you can heal her and you healed me and you healed this young man, he just showing over and over that he's still in charge, that he is a healer, that he is a deliverer. But you got to be obedient. You got to move. You cannot sit there, because when he told me to move the first time, I just sat there for a minute because I want to make sure that I'm moving when God say move. But just by being obedient, God is showing his glory to people, because I don't know them like that. They're just some people that I live around, and they know God in me is real, because they know I don't really say nothing unless God lead me to say it. So those are my two testimonies. Those two testimonies were like 2 months ago. So I thank God for that. And Elder, my prayer request is for God to heal my mother's eyes. And also my prayer request is for strength to endure, because I got to go through some more stuff. So I need the strength to endure. That's all, Elder, First Lady. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Praise God. Amen. We're going to go to the throne of grace. Amen. With those prayer requests. Amen. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the woman of God on tonight, Lord. Lord, we ask, Lord, that you touch her mother on tonight, Lord. Touch her eyes, Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. You are God that loves to heal, hallelujah, eyes in the Bible, Lord. Hallelujah. So we know that you are more than capable of healing her eyes on tonight. Hallelujah. So touch them right now. Hallelujah. In a mighty way, Lord. We thank you. Hallelujah. Amen. For touching the woman of God on tonight. We thank you, Lord, for strengthening her in her soul, strengthening her in her spirit, Lord. Hallelujah. So that she can endure. Hallelujah. The race. Hallelujah, Lord. For you said it's not the one that's swift in the race, but it's the one that endures to the end, the one that has enough strength to finish it. Hallelujah, Lord. So we ask, Lord, that you give her the strength tonight to finish the race.
God.
Hallelujah, Lord. And we thank you right now for everything that you've done in her life. everything that you are doing in her life. We
yes,
thank you,
Lord,
for the doors that you've opened that she ain't even got to
yes,
yet, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
We praise you for it all tonight. We magnify
yes,
you for it all tonight. Hallelujah,
yes,
Lord. And we praise you for it. You said in
thank
your
you,
word
Lord.
That when the praises go up, hallelujah,
yes,
that the blessings come down. Hallelujah.
Yes,
so we magnify
hallelujah.
You right now. Praise
thank
you right now. We worship you
yes,
right
God.
Now. Hallelujah.
Yes,
you are truly worthy to be praised, Lord.
Yes, God.
And we believe, Lord, hallelujah, you have
thank
heard
you.
Our prayers on tonight.
Yes,
and that you have already answered them. And we
yes,
receive
God.
It in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
Yes,
and we thank you.
Hallelujah.
And we praise your high and your holy
yes.
name. In
yes,
Jesus'
Lord.
Name we pray.
In Jesus'
hallelujah.
Name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah and amen. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Is there another prayer request or another testimony on the line at this time? Hallelujah. Thank you. Amen. Amen. Praise God. But we thank God for everybody who is on the line, everybody who has called in, everybody out there on Blog Talk Radio who is listening in, even those of you that are listening to the recording. Praise God. Hallelujah. We want you to get ready to hear a dynamic word from the Lord on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. None other than who we've been referring to all night. Hallelujah. Sister Valencia Scott is getting ready to come forth and bring forth, hallelujah, a word from the Lord on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. Before she comes, we will have Shanna Wilson, hallelujah, singing Give Me You. Praise God. And immediately after the song, hallelujah, you will hear, amen, our very own Sister Valencia Scott bringing forth the word of God. Praise God on tonight.
Give me you. Everything else can wait. Give me you. I hope I'm not too late. Lord.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Hello, saints, once again. This is Valencia Scott, and this is the song, Give Me You. I love this song because we always asking God for things, but the most important thing is for us to ask God to give us Him. So let me go to the throne of grace with prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I come to you, Father, as humble as I know how. Repentance, my Father, benefit that I've done today. It's not like you in the name of Jesus. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, I just want to thank you once again for allowing us to be on the line, Father God, to hear the word from God in the name of Jesus, God. I pray that you touch everyone on this line, God. I pray that you will be encouraged, healed, delivered, and set free in the name of Jesus, God. This is all done for your glory, Father, and I pray that you hide me behind the cross, Father God. I pray that you speak to me and through me, God. This is all for your glory, God. And I just thank you for everything that you're doing and what you're about to do. In your precious son Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I would not be before y'all long. I'm just going to allow the Lord to have his way. I'm going to be talking about God's love versus worldly love because it's totally a difference between God's love and worldly love. And it's a scripture that I'm going to start off with. I'm just going to start at 1 Corinthians 13, and I'm going to do 3 through 9. And the word says, and though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have no love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It is not puffed up. It does not behave rudely. Does not seek its own. It is not provoked. Thinks no evil. Bear all things. Believe all things. Hope all things. Endure all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether they are tongues, they will cease. Whether it's knowledge, it will vanish away. And I just got through reading 1 Corinthians 13, 3 through 9. May a blessing be to the readers and hearers of this holy word. And I just gave y'all the scriptures about what love is. Okay, that is not what the world display is of love. And as faith, we got to know the difference between love, God's love, and worldly love. Worldly love comes with conditions. This worldly love is actually not love. It's just a whole bunch of lust, a whole bunch of confusion that's going on with this world. You have to be so, you have to ask God on a daily basis. So people wake up, they look at the natural eye. As a saint, I got to know that I always got to put on my spiritual eye. I always got to ask God to let me see it your way and not allow my flesh to kick in. Because if they look at something too long, I don't know why God leads me to David. Like when David looked at Bathsheba, looked automatically lust stepped into David's spirit. He was just outside looking. But when you look and you're not asking God to protect your eyes, you get to looking out of your fleshly eyes and you get to thinking of the wrong things. That's why you got to ask God, ask saints, put on your spiritual eyes. Because as we go, people get up, they go to work every day, they look at the things at the TV, as you're around all these people, it's a whole bunch of flesh going on. And all this flesh stuff is this worldly stuff. People look at stuff on TV, oh, I want this, I want this. Don't nobody want God. Everybody want everything that they see on TV. Don't nobody want to suffer. Did you hear the word? It's patient, it's kind, it's long-suffering. Man, people get into situationships. It ain't called relationships no more. It's called situationship. You know what a situationship is. You just jump into a situation. That's a situation. Because there's no love in it. People break up so quickly now. It ain't got no love. They'll text with you. They'll break up with you through a text. Where the love in that at? It ain't love. It's called love. People looking for a come up. I'm talking about the world. And I'm talking about the saints, too. Because I have found out some saints that do this kind of stuff as well. And that's the saints. We are the main one that's going to be held accountable. We do this old foolish stuff. Because we are the ones that are supposed to know the word. And by us knowing the word, we're supposed to know what we're supposed to do and what we cannot do. Everybody looking at this stuff on TV. I can't watch TV like that. Y'all only can look at something when God lead me to. Okay, even look like it's the gospel thing. You get caught up in hype. Like, I know that God is going to bless me, but I don't want to be big. And you know why I don't want to be big like that? Because the bigger that I am, the more of a tax is going to come. Don't y'all know? Y'all know you got to pay attention. If y'all know all these celebrities, all these people that got money, the character assassin, I mean, it's going to be really bad. Look at Tamar. Look at prime example, Tamar.
Mm-hmm. Look at what Tamar going through. Tamar has gotten outside of the will of God. Now she want to commit suicide, okay? The Braxtons, okay? These are very powerful, anointed women of God. But what are they? They worldly. This is what happens when you worldly. We say it all the time. Oh, God, I want this. And God like, but baby, you ain't ready. No, God, I want this. He say, no, you not ready. And he give it to her. Look what happened to Tamar. Beautiful young lady. Very powerful. When that girl over her mouth is singing, you can hear the anointing in her voice. But when you sell your soul to the devil, but when you sell your soul to the devil, which is this worldly standard, suicide come in. That's when the enemy tried to take you out. Tamar, to me, was another very beautiful girl. Look at the old pictures and look at the new pictures. She got her lips. I already had pretty lips. I'm talking about the world standard. The world says she got to look like that. The world says she got to get those lips. The world says she got to get those cheekbones. The world says you got to get a lace front. You got to get a 19-inch. The world says you got to get big breasts. The world says you got to have a flat stomach. The world says you better get booty in jail. That's what the world says. That's why there ain't no love. It's called love. I ever found out they're making $6. I said, oh, God, it's something really in the water. They're making a dog. So men, they don't even have to be what they want. They're going to get a dog. And it's called love. It's a trick of the enemy. All this lust spirit running right. It's just crazy. I'm talking about the world. Just, let me back up too. I don't want everybody to tell me you're talking about sex. Lust card. Everybody got to have a certain card. What about the cell phones? Why are people spending all this money on cell phones? You want to spend $500 for a cell phone, and it's going to break in 3 months. That's the way they got to set up. They got to make their money. They got to check out the world. It's about money. It's about sex. It's about all that. You got nothing. God is kicked out of everything. You got to start noticing. If you're going to get it real quick, God ain't in it. So with God, you got to suffer, baby. And people don't want to suffer with God. They do not want to suffer with the Lord. See, when you get it from God, you appreciate it. But if God give it to us fast, when are you going to appreciate it? Unless I was saying, like I'm looking at like Mary, all these celebrities, because I know where I'm going. I said, God, but I don't want to be all the way up there. Look at, okay, I'm giving y'all a example. Fantastic. Beautiful young lady. American Idol. The anointing. This is what they say about Fantasia. She do too much. I don't think she do too much. I love the Holy Ghost on that beautiful young lady. I love the Holy Ghost on her. Oh, what happened? She got famous. She was good. Guess what? They turned on her too. I'm telling you. Because Elder, First Lady, we are going places. Okay, we going places. So I'm just saying, be careful. Because the main ones, be careful. I'm going to say it like this, Elder. Don't let people put you up there because they be the main one that bring you down. Let me say it again. Don't let people put you up there. They'll be the main one that bring you down. Let God do it. When God do it, they can't bring you down. So they try to kill Fantasia. They showed it all in their woman business. And you know, it's just negativity. Whether she did die. I mean, all that pressure is telling you, look at this girl on TV. She tried to commit suicide. And if you make a mistake in this world, oh, dude, it's just so bad. You cannot make a mistake. Oh, with God, you can make a mistake. If I go to God and say, God, forgive me, he wipe it away like it never happened. But this world will crucify your behind, especially if you don't know God. People that's not saved, they so blinded. They can't see nothing. They can't comprehend. They don't know what's going on. But if we the saints, we're supposed to tell them what's going on. And by telling people what's going on, you will not be liked. And you got to accept it that you won't be liked. And when God takes you places, it's some people that got to go. It ain't personal. When God want to bless you, everybody can't ride on you, can't ride your blessing. Okay? Now, but the ones that put you down and try to tear to separate your name, oh, God won't let them see. But when God want to bless, he can't let everybody be around. I got to read this right here. These scriptures right here about God's love. This is God's love. God's love is the only love that never falls, never fails. Take comfort in your faith and know that God truly loves you now and forever. He loves, and whoever loves has been born of God and know God. Anyone who does not love doesn't love God. Romans 8:28. And we know that for those who love God, all things which together for the good, for those who are beloved, let us love one another. For love is from God. And whoever loves has been born of God and know God.
Anyone who does not know, because God is her. God looks so pure. It's, I have to better a lot if I ask other to play the song. Give me you. We don't never say, God, give me you. We say, God, give me the house. God, give me the cell phone. God, give me that big booty girlfriend. Oh, God, give me the guy with the six-pack. We ask God for all this fleshly stuff. Mm-hmm. We'll ask God for him. Give me you. I said, that's a little shit. That's a little shit. Ask God for him. You suffer. Mm-hmm. Because he suffered. I don't understand as saints why we don't think that we're going to suffer. He suffered. We're not really suffering. Let's just be real about it. We are not really suffering. Let somebody beat you and nail you. I'm talking about nail your hand. All God's trying to do is make us tough. That's all it is, to make you a little tough. Like with this COVID, it's just to make you tough. All the COVID is designed to do is to make you pray and be right. That's all this is. That's the whole purpose of it. And people don't even get that little small revelation. God allowed the COVID to come. God have all the power. Everybody, it's nothing. Everybody, I don't know what's going on. I voted. Okay? It's in God's hand. I'm being honest with you. I don't care who is the president. But God is my president. Whoever come in office, God allow it. And the president can't do no more than what God allows. I don't get caught up in this world. I don't. God has removed me from this world. I begin, I have to hide in him so I can see things the way that he wants me to see it. Everybody's still talking about the election. I'm like, it's nothing that's really happening. You're just going to keep talking about the same thing over and over. You turn on the radio, this will be you just over and over. You got to get away from it. They're going to run you crazy. Keep on feeding yourself that world stuff. You're going to be worldly. You can't say you a saint and you worldly. They both do not go together. You got to know. You say you about God, it's about God all the time. Like I said, and I said it again, I don't care who the president is. God is still the one in control. Just like everybody, they're panicking. It still has not changed. Everybody's still going to get their stimulus because the type of God that we serve, God loves us. He's going to make sure that we take care of. There's still going to be people that's going to get food. Nobody's going to lack nothing. And the God that we serve, he's still so good. Some people have got the COVID, but a lot of people got delivered as well, okay? You got to find a positive in every situation, and don't try to look at everything as a negative. Find out why do we have the COVID? Why is nobody praying, crying out? Everybody's still doing the same old thing. And it's that me. It ain't God. It's me. I got to read this next. Poem. And I pray that I don't cry because every time I read this doggone poem, I cry because it is so real. It is so worldly. Hold on, y'all. Let me get these notes right here. I'll be walking. Now I'm sitting down. Hold on. Okay. I'm going to say the word, okay. You say, I can't figure it out. God say, I will direct your steps, Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. You say, I'm too tired. God says, I will give you rest, Matthew 11, 28 through 30. You say, it's impossible, 10 and 87. You say, nobody loves me. God says, I love you, John 3 and 16. You say, I can't forgive myself. God says, I give you, Romans 8 and 1. You say, it's not worth it. God says, it will be worth it, Romans 8 and 28. You say, I'm not smart enough. God says, I will give you wisdom, 1 Corinthians 1 and 30. You say, I'm not able. God says, I am able, 2 Corinthians 9 and 8. You say, I can't go on, 12 and 9. You say, I can't do it. God says, you can do all things, Philippians 1, 13. You say, I can't manage. God says, I will supply all of your needs, Philippians 4, 19. You say, I'm afraid. God says, I haven't given you fear, 2 Timothy 1 and 7. You say, I feel all alone. God says, I will never leave you. Hebrews 13 and 5. Hold on. Paper, y'all. This is the next one. The world, this God, this worldly and God. The world. This is what the world be saying. You give me pain. God says, that will make you stronger. The world, I'm all alone. God, we are all united. The world, they left me. God, I will never leave.
the world. No one loves God. I love you. See, with God, don't you know with God, it's nothing that you can do. It's nothing that you can do so bad that God would not leave. The world will. The world will crucify your behind. That's why you got to know the difference between God's love and the worldly love. It's just, it's something, it's not love now, y'all. It's not love at all. It's not love. It's a whole bunch of love, and it's a love in things. It's a lot of things that we want from God, because, and I had to learn it myself. You got to be careful what you look at on TV, because you'll start wanting everything you see on the TV. You'll start wanting what these people have. You want TV, so you want all of this. Look, if you want all of that, that's fine, but babe, you better know it's a price that got to pay to have that type of stuff. And when I'm seeing the prices, like beautiful people like Fantasia and Tamar, when I see the type of price they got to pay, like even, let me even go to Michael Jackson. When you got to suffer that type, that kind of price, to have that, I don't want it like that. I'm okay with just being blessed. Whatever God give me, this is where I'm at. Whatever God give me is good enough. I ain't got to be out there like that, because I'm telling you, suffering is something else. I'm telling you, suffering. But I see what they do to these celebrities. I have to read up on it, because I know what I'm seeking God for. I like, God, whatever you give me is good enough. But I don't want to be crucified by this world. So when you find it, because everybody want to be out there, oh, I want my name out there, because I got enemy to y'all. Oh, yeah, it's some suffering that come with that, honey. So I'm like, God, whatever you give is fine. I don't want to be out there like that. I don't, because they were, I'm telling you, and it's, when you got a call like that, when you chose it like that, when God want to use you like that, everybody be, yes, God, I'm going to do it. Yes, yes, yes. You get caught up in the world system. You get caught up. And say, like, I got. And that's why I got these people trying to commit suicide. They ain't going to die because they still got a call. They still got a purpose. But the ones that's more to catch is the same. How we not catching? Well, I don't never hear nobody talking about that. How can't nobody ever catch that in the field? How you cannot pick that up, like, and also about these people selling their soul for fame. Mm-hmm. You got to be careful. You got to be careful about what you want. Look, if God ain't giving it to me, y'all, I don't want it. I don't care how good it looks. Everything look good. Everybody losing it. I'm telling y'all, y'all, this world's so messed up. But man, with Facebook, with Twitter, Instagram, man, it's messed up. Man, they got these mannequin-looking women. These women ain't real. All these. I mean, it's women, they ain't even got no faith. They got a booty shot with a thumb on. I said, really, it's something really, truly in the water. But what they said, it's a sex sale. Everybody got, if I have sex, I get love. It's a way to get love. Sex ain't going to get you love, baby. That ain't nothing but love and get you a baby. That's what it's going to get you, or a disease. That's what sex is going to do. Because it ain't no respect. It ain't no love. So it's just a whole bunch of mess. It's about image, y'all. It's about image, what type of image you got. It ain't got nothing to do with who you are and who we serve. Because I ain't never seen so many compromising saints in my life. How he's going to use us for his glory when we keep on compromising. And I just refuse to compromise and fit into this world. I don't want to fit into this world. It's a mess. Everybody lost. Don't nobody know about God. People scared to talk about God. People still talking about this COVID. They're still talking about it like God is not in control. God got us, especially the ones he told us. If he said, I got something for you to do, you got to still do it. It don't mean nothing, no COVID here. You still got to do our process. You got to know who you are in God. Look, when you know who you are in God, I won't nothing. I'm serious. When you know that you living right and you doing what God told you, what tell you to do, you ain't going to be pumped. Can't nobody scare Valencia like that. Oh, I want to do that. Well, baby, that's you. You ain't me. Oh, it don't take all that, baby. It take all that and some more. Because you got to be, you got to fast. You got to consecrate. You got to go hide in God to find out what is going on. Because if y'all keep turning that TV on, and keep turning that social media, you're going to lose y'all dog on mind with all that negativity. That's why we got to stay in the Word. Because you see how we talk? We have to be careful how we talk. We bring death and stuff over ourselves about what we speak. And it's not love, y'all. It's just lust. It's a whole bunch, and it's lust of things. It's lust of things. Lust of cell phone. It's lust of everything. Every woman, look. I'm different. I don't want to be looking like no every woman. I have my own unique style. I don't want to look like nobody but Valencia. Okay, it's the only person I want to look like. I hear people say it all the time. I ain't finna touch that. But I ain't gonna say the name. You'll be fine. We be humble. Get a little money. I ain't finna say no name. But you go, okay, you got money, but you believe in God, but you're going to have plastic surgery and lose weight. What is wrong with, see, don't nobody want to lose weight the hard way, like exercise, eat right. You got money, so you do plastic surgery, so you compromise. You trying to change, so why you change? God have made you be God. The way that you was got you where you are. So why is it when you get, this is what I'm talking about, you get around these celebrities, I'm telling y'all, get around those celebrities. I'm talking about for the people that's going some places. If they really going to go, you're going to meet some celebrities. And if you ain't strong in God, you're going to move. You're going to waver, baby. You're going to compromise. You're going to do what they do because you want to look like them. You want to be cool. You want your name out there. Look, I want my name out there, but I don't want my name out there like that. I reckon Satan already don't like me, so I don't need him to send his amp. Whatever God got for me, y'all, is good enough, and I'm ending with this poem, and I'm praying to God that I don't cry because this is how real this is how real it is. And this, and I will be done. Let me see. Lord, please don't let me cry. I know y'all heard this. The story of the blind girl. There was a blind girl who hated herself just because she was blind. She hated everyone except her loving boyfriend. He was always there for her. She said that if she could only see the world, she would marry her boyfriend. One day, someone donated a pair of eyes to her, and then she could see everything, including her boyfriend. Her boyfriend asked her, "Now that you can see the world, will you marry me?" The girl was shocked when she saw that her boyfriend was blind too and refused to marry him. Her boyfriend walked away in tears and later wrote a letter to her, "Just take care of my eyes." That is where we live. This is how we live. That's what they call love is. First of all, she couldn't even see. She was blinded. So this man looked at her, even though she's blind, he loved her. And she said, "If only I could see the world, I would marry you." He made a sacrifice. A sacrifice for a woman that he loved. She saw the way that he looked and he woke him. That's what I'm talking about. It's that worldly love got nothing to do with God's love. How dare that she break him like that? There was no love because you looked at him and he didn't look the way that you look. But the sacrifice, he gave her a piece of him. He gave her his eyes. It ain't no love. It's love. It's love. God, it's love. While relationship's not working, it's love. You call them in what you see, baby. You call them what you see out of your natural eye. If you can really look through the first eye, you ain't really making it. If you can really see like we supposed to, she looked at it, she looked at him, and said, "I'm going to marry." That's the way we live now. It just, you know what? The only difference now, y'all, the only difference now for me, it came in a text message. It came through a text message. Daytime now. "Oh, well, baby, where's the way that I look?" "We're done." That's how they do a text message. It's so heartless. You don't feel nothing because it's not real. It's not love. It's love. It's what you see. It's what you get. It's that feel. I got to have that feeling to feel good. That's worldly. That's worldly love. And that ain't love, y'all. That's some sick crap. So use somebody like that. To do somebody like that, that is all wrong. That is what the world is. And that we say we ought to think, why is so many things like the world? I know some low-down Christians. I'm being very honest. I'm like, how you say you love God and you evil like that in your heart? How you don't care about God, people, at all? How you don't care? That's another reason you got COVID. That's another reason. That's why they shut those churches down. Our people, wake up. He said, don't even go in the house. Don't go in there. Shut it down. Quit making a mockery of me. Saints, we got to come. We got to say, no, that ain't right. That's wrong. You can't do that. That ain't right. So what? They don't like you. Look, you want to go to heaven or do you want to go to hell? Because we made a choice. When I say I'm faith sanctified, the Holy Ghost filled, it was a choice I had to make. And making this choice that means better to yourself. And making this choice that better means you're going to be alone. Making this choice, we're going to go through. You're going to go through. It's Jesus. And so why we came through? Why we can't go through? Why we can say, no, that's wrong. You don't do that. You don't use somebody. You don't take advantage of somebody. It's talking about God. That's why half of the world is supposed to want to deal with church folks. They told me. I said, oh, wow. They told me. I said, because they not right. My mother told me this, and I'm going to end with this. My mama told, and I did not get it. I thank God I thank God that I'm tough, and I thank God I have made a man, and I thank God it's about him and not about me or the world. My mama told me, mama said, if you can deal with church folks, my mama, she's 16, my mama told me, she said, if you can deal with church folks, you can deal with anybody. I said, why are you saying, mom? Because you don't expect them to hurt you. Mm-hmm. We don't expect to, because we are the ones that said that we're supposed to be right. We are the ones that said that we need to be. We don't want to always shout, ta, 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 in the tongue. And folks are like, okay, what's wrong? What's going on then? Okay, what's wrong? Like my mother said, she told me, she said, if you can deal with church, okay, she didn't say saved, y'all. She didn't say saved. She said, if you can deal with church folks, you can deal with anything. I said, why, mama? She said, because you don't expect them to hurt you. It's in your hand, yeah.
Amen for that word on tonight. Hallelujah. Amen. That worldly love. Amen. Praise God versus the love of God. Hallelujah. We're going to hear from Tamala Man, and then we're going to go to the throne of grace. Praise God on tonight. Amen. Praise God on tonight.
God, make me more like you. Change me, oh God. Wash me
like you, meaning change me. Whatever's not like you, Lord, I want you to. From the inside out.
Pamela, man, praise the Lord on tonight. Let's go to the throne of grace. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Thank you for your word on tonight. fact, Lord, thank you for the woman of God in which you used to bring forth your word, Lord. We ask, Lord, that you continue molding her and shaping her, continue leading her and guiding her, Lord. And, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything that you're doing in her life. Hallelujah. And, Lord, we bless that word, hallelujah, that came forth on tonight. Let it resonate in our hearts, our minds, and our souls. And we thank you on tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Hallelujah. And amen. Praise God. Praise God. We thank God. Hallelujah for Sister Valencia on tonight. We thank God for the dynamic word. Hallelujah. Amen. God's love versus the world, the love of the world. Hallelujah on tonight. Amen. The phone lines are open. Do we have any prayer requests? Any testimonies tonight? Praise God. Hallelujah. Maybe you have a comment for the woman of God. Hallelujah. Before we get out of here tonight, amen. The phone lines are open. Will there be one? Hallelujah. On tonight. Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God, amen, for the woman of God on tonight. We thank God, hallelujah, for the word that she gave, amen. Praise God. We thank God she let God use her in a mighty way on tonight. And we thank God for each and every one of you who have called in and who have tuned in on tonight. We invite you to tune back in on Sunday morning at 11 o'clock a.m. Amen. Praise God for Care Church with Bishop Mac Page. Praise God. Then tune in again at 5 o'clock. Hallelujah. This is all Central Time. Praise God. Hallelujah. For the Word of God. Hallelujah. Straight up and uncut. Hallelujah. With yours on Elder Andre Prevost. Praise God. In our panel. Hallelujah. Amen. Of specialists. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. We invite you to come back. And of course, next Thursday night, we will be back online. Hallelujah. Amen. With more than an hour of power. We have truly had a blessed time on the Lord, in the Lord on tonight. We truly hope that each and every one of you, amen, take something home with you. Hallelujah. From that word on tonight. Praise God. Hallelujah. And we're going to go ahead and dismiss right now with a word of prayer. Father God, in the name of Jesus, once again, we just want to thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for just being our life, our health, and our strength, Lord. Hallelujah, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for being who you are, and that's God. Hallelujah, all by yourself. We will continue to praise you. We will continue to magnify you. We will continue to lift your name up high and holy. And we pray that as we leave this place, but never from your presence, that the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with each and every last one of us till we all come back together again. On behalf of First Lady and myself, we love each and every last one of y'all. Y'all have a blessed night. Y'all go with God and do not forget, don't forget to say your prayers and just see what God can manifest in your life on tomorrow. Everybody have a blessed night. Go with God, and we'll see y'all next time on More Than an Hour of Power. Y'all have a blessed night.
Everybody
say amen.
God
has spoken.
So let the church
say amen.
Yeah. Can I get a witness?
Let the church say amen.
To what his plans are.
Let the church
to what his word says.
God has spoken.
Let the church
say amen.
Amen. Ooh, yeah. Make this your response.
Amen.
To whatever he said.
Amen.
From the healing of your body.
Amen.
To the raising of the dead.
Amen.
No matter how you feel it.
Amen.
Or how your world. Help is on the way.
Amen.
My God has spoken. I heard. the church say, let the church say. To die,
amen.
Knowing that God is not a man,
amen.
He just can't lie,
amen.
In spite of what,
amen.
What the devil does. Believers.